Let's back with my Tisheni, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're continuing the halachas. If one finds a kli that has some type of indication that that it or the produce within it has some certain halachic status. I'm like to Kelly, he found the kli, a person finds the kli, Kotel of Kuf. And the kli, it says Kuf. That's a sign that it's a korban. Mem, it has a mem on it, the sign that it's Mait Dalad. It's a sign that it's Zmai. Tes, Tefel. The tefen is a sign that it's devil, that the truma's mitzvahs will not get taken. Tof, that's a sign that it's truma. Why do we say this? Shabbat sakana, you call it tof, tachas truma. They didn't want to be, there's a sakana, there was gzeiris, not to be in kind of a mitzvah, so they didn't want to write any words on it that implied that they were keeping the halachas, so they just would write a letter on it as a sign of what was inside it. You don't have to be concerned, and the letters are just initials of the person who owns this produce.